Asamoah, he has a calf strain, and I mean literally day to day. Cummings still recovering from the clavicle. Nico Johnson has a slight high ankle sprain, but it doesn't look like it's too severe. Dexter is still ill. He won't practice today. The guys I'm giving you won't practice. Tony Moyaki has a shoulder fracture, and so we'll just see how that works. He's being tested now, so we'll meet with the doctors. Again, this is a tough time of the year. We obviously made some cuts yesterday, some good football players that we did let go, and it gives them an opportunity to, in some cases, to hook on with other teams. And we felt, between John and I, we felt that this was what was best for our team, obviously, or we wouldn't have done it. So with that, I'll turn it over to you guys.
Tony Moyaki, he just can't escape that injury, bro.
Well, he's, you know, he has had a couple injuries, but I think some of those, you know, a lot of cases with different players, they sometimes you can change that around in your career. So hopefully this is his last one, and he'll be able to keep going.
It happened in overtime because he was playing deep into the game.
It happened when he came out there. You know, you can go back and check exactly when it was, but he got tackled and landed on it. And,
okay.
He was actually tackled on that spot and then landed again on it. So,
and can you evaluate the time Rico's had with you guys, and also that how would people process just that moment he had against the Steelers? How meaningful is that going forward?
Yeah, well, listen, Rico's learning the game right now, and he's made some nice plays. He's just got to continue to play and get more time, but. That moment right there was exciting, I think, for everybody. The moment after the catch when he slipped on the cement, that was a little nerve-wracking, but I'm glad he was okay. And he did a nice job of getting himself open on that.
Is it difficult to cut a guy you just drafted?
Well, listen, it's tough to, you know, it's really tough to cut anybody. And, you know, in that case there, he's a good football player. Be able to potentially hook on with somebody else. We've got a little bit of depth there and felt comfortable with what we have.
Andy, the schedule says Green Bay, but does the calendar say Jacksonville? I mean, is Jacksonville week started?
Well, listen, I don't ever look past games. That's not how I go about it. So we'll get ourselves ready for Green Bay, and then we'll take that next step and get ready for Jacksonville. But I mean, so right now, that's what we're thinking. We're thinking Green Bay.
So how do you plan on using your guys on Thursday?
Well, I'll see. I haven't got that far yet with them, and we'll just see how it all works out. I mean, you know, we'll see.
One last thing for me. With Dexter, you know, out, Junior Hemingway, of course, got a little more chance.
Mm-hmm.
And you weren't here last year, but you obviously watched all the film. I mean, would he be in the class of most improved guys on this team from last year?
Well, listen, he's done a nice job, and he had a pretty good game the other night. I think there are a couple plays he'd like to have back, but other than that, I mean, heck, he had a touchdown and he had a couple other big catches. So he's coming, and he's another one of those kids that just needs to keep playing, and good things will happen. These next couple weeks are obviously important. The practice days are important, so.
Yeah, scary moment with that fumble, but at least he got it back.
He got it back, yep. Yeah. Yep.
Does it play into the decision at all if you've got a guy who Tobe wants as the returner, if he's on the offense like Nile Davis is going to be the backup running back, it looks like. So does that play at all to the decision of whether or not he's going to be the returner?
No, I'm not sure. Well, listen, we know he can do it, obviously, but it's kind of a loaded question here. We have other guys that can do it too, so we'll just figure that out here by the time we get to Jacksonville. But we do have some flexibility there. And to answer, I guess, your question is we haven't determined who that guy is going to be yet. But he looked pretty good the other night.
You came into camp thinking you had some guys that could return. Do you leave now knowing you have something to select from?
Well, I think we have a pretty good stable of guys there. You know, Demps didn't play because he was ill. He'll be back out here today. But he You know, we know he can do it. Dex can do it. Didn't play. He can do both kicks and punts. Wiley has shown that he can do a nice job with it. So we've got some guys. You saw Frankie go out, and he's done it the last couple of weeks, and seems to field punts fairly easy. So I think we've got some guys that we can choose from for sure.
What do you attribute the majority of the success, the overwhelming success that the special teams has had so far? Is it players? Is it the opposition that you're playing? Is it coaching, scheme? What is it?
Well, listen, I think Dave does a great job with it, with scheming it up. And then I think the players believe in it, and then they execute it. And so, there's some talent there that's performing at a high level, and there's a coach that's doing a nice job of both he and Kevin are doing a nice job of putting them in positions to make plays.
You expect last one, Kelsey. We didn't mention him, and now with Moiaki down, mm-hmm. You expect Kelsey back on the field today?
We'll see on that. It looks like he will be. Yeah, so we'll see how it all works out.
Well, this might be a night for those two young tight ends to get.
Yeah, gives them a little. They got a little bit last week, and I'm sure they'll get some more this week.